We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
No fans at Stadium Sunday, but of course Sal will be in the moat. And he joins us on the Wester, I assume. He joins us on the Wester Hotline and Sal's segment brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it is the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Will you be in the moat Sunday again?
Yeah, I'll be there. Okay. I'll be there. I'll be holding on to my hair.
Yeah, well, excuse me? Your hat.
It'll be windy.
Howard, you've been gone a couple days. I mean, a lot has changed.
Sal got hair. Totally missed that. Did not see that one coming. Congratulations.
That's how windy it will be, though, that I'll have to hold on to the hair I don't have. That's how windy it will be. Some rain. It is not. It is looking really nasty, to be honest with you.
Let's start with the conversation we had. A caller brought up the idea of like dressing Lee Smith and going to two tight end personnel, and would they want to do something like that? They've not played. We got into the numbers of two tight end sets. Is this it doesn't like change your identity. I mean, you have the players to do it if you might want to. Do you think that's something they could consider for Sunday?
Well, they can't dress Lee Smith as of right now. He's on the COVID list.
Right. Oh, their whole tight end room.
I forgot. That's right. I forgot that.
So Dawson Knox, as of right now, he can't play. Yep. Lee Smith can't play. They haven't been at practice all week.
That's right.
You know, so they can't do that, but it is interesting. So I had Evan Lazar on my web show last night. Evan is a Patriots podcaster. He does Patriots Beat with some media in Boston. And he actually brought this up, but not from the Bills side. He said, and this is a really good point, he said the Bills probably want to do that to keep the Patriots in base personnel because otherwise that's how they get more speed on the field. The Patriots are not, as we've talked about, Jeremy, they're not a very fast defense. They don't have the linebackers. If you want to keep those linebackers on the field, then you don't spread the field. You keep your, you know, you put tight ends on the field. And if you can put tight ends on the field, they're going to have to counter with linebackers who aren't as good as the DBs they would put on if you put more receivers on the field. And so from a standpoint of what the Bills might want to do, sure, I actually think yes, you might want to do that, although I don't know what they have at tight end right now, you know what I mean, to be able to do that. But you may want to reduce the formation, not spread it out as much, and go with that type of personnel to aid your own running, yes, but also to force them to actually have linebackers on the field.
Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you about the Bills' speed to the edges on offense. Because if you watch, I mean, of course, San Francisco's MO is they run the ball. But if you watch the game last week, they were very successful running the ball. And as I forget who was doing color on the broadcast, kept pointing out they love to go to the edges, whether it's the running back off tackle, run, you know, jet sweeps, swing passes to running backs, wide receivers, a lot of stuff is essentially to the edges. And I'm wondering could the Bills pull that game plan off?
Sure, I think they can. I think that's what they are, actually. The Bills are not a power run team. The Bills want to do that. They don't have necessarily the breakaway speed for a guy like Devin Singletary or a guy like Zach Moss, but that's what the Bills do. They like to get out to the edges. They love to run the jet sweep with Isaiah McKenzie, as you guys know. Although he's been limited at practice this week, and if you wanted the injury report, we can do that. But he's been limited, so yeah, that's what they want to do. But it's partly, again, going back to what I just said a little while ago. The Patriots, it's the game plan against them.
Yeah.
They're just not that fast on defense right now. And if you can get to the edges, you'll have more of an opportunity. I think the Bills will have an opportunity to throw to the running backs here. Sure, it's going to be windy and it's going to be rainy, but if you can keep the game, if you can throw shorter and you can match up your guys against their linebackers in coverage, I think that's an advantage for the Bills as well. So, sure, I think that's possible. Now, I don't think the Bills have the exact type of weapons to do that as the San Francisco 49ers with the way they're constructed. The Bills are just built differently than the 49ers. But I think it's all part of, we're playing the Patriots here. This is the way to beat them. Right. And I do think the Bills are equipped to do that.
I guess that's what I was curious about. Right. San Francisco is built a certain way. And they're very effective with their offensive line. They can be a power running game. They can just, you know, come right at you, run north and south, whatever. They can beat you in a number of different ways in terms of running the ball or, you know, short passes that they consider like are runs, essentially. I guess that's what I was getting to. Could the Bills, do the Bills have the ability with their personnel? They're not a power running game, run right up the gut at you. Could they do that on Sunday? Because if the wind is that bad, okay, and who knows what plan Belichick comes up with to deal with the passing game, maybe the Bills will have to run the football successfully. That might be their best option on Sunday.
I agree with you. And yes, I think they can. I don't think they're like incredible at it, but I think they would be able to. They've shown times that they can do that this year. I'm looking over some of the offensive stats for the Bills by direction right now. Their ranking isn't very high when they're getting like outside and things like that, but you know, left end, they're averaging close to 4.5 yards a carry. Not as much to right end. Actually, right end, they're close to 5 yards a carry, but that's actually not like a really high ranking in the league. But, you know, it's yards. You can still do that. So, yes, I think the Bills can. I don't know if they'll be as wildly successful as San Francisco was. But, again, I think that might just be the plan anyway against the Patriots here.
Yeah, you mentioned, so let's do the injury update, which is brought to you by Univera Healthcare. Compare because you care at univeraforbusiness.com. So we got, secondary again, a little banged up?
Micah Hyde, he hasn't practiced this week. He's in concussion protocol, you know, so you know, that's obviously something to monitor. We'll see. You know, I know you guys will talk to Sean McDermott. You know, we'll find out a little bit more today out at practice as well. I think the bigger concern is their defensive line. They have two defensive tackles, both Quentin Jefferson and Vernon Butler, who did not practice yesterday. And Butler's dealing with a groin. He was limited, and he did not practice. He was limited on Wednesday, didn't practice yesterday. Quentin Jefferson, same thing, was limited, didn't practice. So you wonder, did he have a setback, anything like that? Now, I believe I saw both of them. I know for sure I saw Quentin Jefferson yesterday. I think I saw them both. They were out there, but they just obviously didn't practice. We don't get to see, you know, what they do to be able to get that determination, obviously. But I did see them at the beginning of practice. Secondary is still a little banged up. Cam Lewis, he's been limited. He's got that wrist he's been dealing with. Matt Milano's been wearing a red non-contact jersey this week. And then Josh Norman, of course, you know, he's still out. I would assume he's going to be out for the game. He's still out at practice. He has not practiced yet this week. So, yeah, it's a lengthy injury report. Cody Ford, I wouldn't expect to be able to play this week either, guys. He also has not been at practice yet this week.
And all signs positive with John Brown at this point, correct?
Yes, that is the really good news, I think, is John Brown. Two really good pieces of news here. John Brown has been a full participant at practice for 2 days. And John Feliciano isn't even on the injury report, but he is back on the team. They activated him, so that's really good. Levi Wallace as well. That's the other really good piece of news. As much as Josh Norman is out, Levi Wallace he's been practicing this week. He's still on IR. He hasn't been actually activated to the roster, but he's been practicing, which is good, which means his window, they could activate him by Saturday at 4 p.m., and then he can play. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens, guys, you know, because they did activate him early on in this week. And for the Patriots, obviously, the big news yesterday was no Julian Edelman. He had knee surgery. He is out for this game, and then, as they put it, some period of time, as the reports are. And no N'Keal Harry as of right now. He's also dealing with a concussion. So their receiver group is not looking really promising at this point on who they're going to have available. And then, on top of that, Stephon Gilmore, who's been a subject of a lot of trade rumors this week, he was added to the injury report yesterday. He was not on it on Wednesday. He was yesterday with a knee. Same with Shalik Calhoun with a knee.
That's why, we were talking earlier. I guess you never want to be too overconfident when you're facing a Bill Belichick team, so I should, you know, maybe be careful. I don't know. I'm messing with the football gods. Sal, who are they throwing the ball to? I mean, you know, you look at the receiving core. If Harry's out too, you know, and we were talking about their tight ends, they have 8 catches as a group. Like, who are they throwing the ball to on Sunday?
I'm going to have to look up their roster, to be honest with
Jacoby
you.
Jacoby Myers, I mean, Gunnar Olszewski, and Damir Bird.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Damir Bird is the one. I'm serious. Like, these are not names that people normally know. But here's Mike Reese yesterday afternoon on Twitter, what he wrote. Healthy Patriots wide receivers. Damir Bird, Jacoby Myers, Gunnar Olszewski, and then Matthew Slater as an emergency.
And he's a special teams guy.
That's it. That's what he wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And he wrote emergency / kneel downs. What does he mean? He comes in and
catches the ball and then kneels down.
plays the guy behind. Plays the victory formation guy and behind him. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
But that's what you have. Then they do have some practice squad guys. Isaiah Zuber, Mason Kinsey, Christian Wilkerson. Not to be confused, I guess, with Christian Wilkinson of the Dolphins. But obviously they could elevate a couple of those guys if they want to.
What does
it's not a list of guys you recognize.
No, man. I know. So if you looked at this from the Bills standpoint and you look at New England's roster, Sal, and you say, okay, matchup, what would be your biggest concern in this game, whether it's offense, defense, special teams, or just Belichick? You look at New England and say, guys, if there's one thing you should be concerned about, it is.
Well, it's partly Belichick and McDaniels, but what it comes down to is, the Patriots are going to run the football against the Bills. They're going to run and run and run, and that's what I think they're going to do. Now, maybe Belichick has a different idea and something up his sleeve and says, ha-ha, I'm going to fool the world. I'm going to be playing 3D chess. Again, I don't know. Whatever. You know the way it goes, guys. Mm-hmm. But it's just the fact that they're going to try to bully the Bills and run. They have good interior offensive line play, and this is a second week in a row that their offensive line looks to be pretty healthy and together, and maybe the timing will be there a little more, and I think they're just going to try to pound the ball at the Bills. And I've said all week, I would not be surprised if the Patriots run the ball at least 50 times in this game. Wow. I'm not exaggerating. I mean, that's what I think they're going to do. So to me, that's the concerning matchup. However, this is not a situation where if you want to load up on the run, you're going to have to worry about, you know, the weapons on the outside, as we just talked about. So to me, I'm going to take my chances. And if I'm the Buffalo Bills, look, I'm going to sell out to stop that run.
Yep.
And if you can throw in this wind and with a quarterback who hasn't been able to hit anything lately and a bunch of receivers that we don't know, I mean, then be my guest. But I'm going to make you do that. And we're going to do whatever we can to make sure you cannot stop the run, because I believe that's what the Patriots are going to try to do.
It's like the opposite of the Kansas City game plan.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
absolutely.
With that in mind, you know, it would feel like the Bills will sell out to stop that and dare the Patriots to beat them in the passing game, thinking you probably can't do it. Right? Like,
that's exactly right, which is different than the Chiefs game, because I think they knew the Chiefs could run. They just didn't think they'd run like that on them, right? Whereas here in this game, it's a little bit like, you're not throwing on us. When we're doing this, you're still not throwing on us.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's tough figuring how the Patriots are going to score in this game, Sal. Like, if they can load up and stop the run, which they've shown an ability to do against some premier running teams. And, you know, Tennessee and Oakland, they stopped the run themselves, and then those teams were able to throw it. Even Vegas, but Vegas had Darren Waller. Their receivers were out of that game. Tennessee is a good passing offense. You know, you kind of just dealt with it, and you had short field situations as well. So, I don't know. Like, you don't want to get so confident against any Patriots team just because of the, you know, whatever, the history.
But I think like Sal said, Jeremy, I think it does circle back to the Bills lose this game if they run for 200 yards. I mean,
here's the question.
One thing about their defense, I didn't bring this up earlier. Go ahead.
I don't think the Bills lose if the Patriots run for 200 yards.
Well, I think that's the only way the Patriots have a chance to win the game.
But let's put the Chiefs game plan into this idea.
Yeah.
Sal, if they can run it against the Bills trying to stop, and if they run it 50 times, how many points do they score? 20?
I think you're still struggling to score points, because, I mean, even then, once you even like you get down in the red zone area and things like that, things start to get even tougher, right? But here's the other thing: like, I do think the X factor is Cam Newton running the ball. Like, you can pound and pound and pound, and then suddenly, you know, Cam takes that ball out of the belly and he runs, and you're not accounting for that, or you've been sucked in a little bit, so to speak. You know, they do have an ability to do some different things in the run game. They can also throw screen passes, you know. And look, as much as I will tell you, like, the wind is going to be a factor, you're probably going to have to drop back and throw the ball a few times here or there. And I think the path to victory for the Patriots would be to just really run the ball as well as you can. And then every once in a while, you throw a wrinkle in. You throw a Cam Newton in there. You throw a screen pass in there. You throw a pass in there you're not expecting. I think that's the path to victory. But yeah, if you just load up and the Bills concentrate on stopping the run, and hey, even if the Patriots get to 150 to 200 yards, I don't know how many points that translates into, to be quite honest with you.
So then I'll follow up on that point with this point about their defense. And I will say, okay, let's say it is a low-scoring game. Let's say Belichick comes out. He figured out how to basically take Diggs out of the game. You know, they always talk about Belichick gets one guy out of the game, and you got to counter that. they are a defense that for three quarters shut down Kansas City. So they have had their problems. They're not last year's defense. They're nowhere near last year's Patriot defense. I don't think you have to worry about New England scoring defensively. But for three quarters, they shut down Kelce. They shut down Hill. They had Mahomes frustrated. They had him holding onto the football. They did a really good job of keeping that offense in check for three quarters, and then they got a couple fourth quarter touchdowns and won the football game. So there is a possibility they come out and could frustrate Allen and the Bills' offense, and this thing is a seven, and they go, we're gonna have to win this thing 17-14.
Yeah, look, I mean that's right. The line is 3.5 for a reason, right? I mean, like Vegas is usually pretty good at this kind of thing. Like this is not a. Bills fans should not feel like they're just going to go in there and blow the doors off the Patriots. And I don't know if people do. Maybe they're super confident, whatever. But it's still the New England Patriots with a really great head coach. And they are equipped to run the football. And if it's going to be a low-scoring game, the Patriots hold the ball from the Bills. Like, the Bills have to also do their part. They have to score some points. They have to get to 20 to win this game, right? I would feel good. If the Bills got to 20, if you told me right now the Bills are going to score 20, I think the way the game sets up right now, I'm going to be okay with that, I think, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to get to 30, right?
It's the lowest over-under on the board in the league this
right.
week. 41, the implied score. The spread is up to 4 points. So the implied score is 21-17 Bills. Like 21 might do it. And that's why, I think there are going to be enough possessions that I feel good that the offense will find something, will find a way against that defense that's giving up both yards on the ground and through the air.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough one, guys. Like it's big boy football this week. That's what it is. The weather is not going to be conducive to what we see in the NFL typically in 2020 and lately last whatever years. This is going to be a game where you better bring it. You better be ready for a physical game. You better be ready to move the other guy off the ball, whichever side that is on, and then take your shots when they present themselves. And I don't know. I mean, I think the Bills have a better football team, and if this game was in 70-degree sunny weather and in a dome, I'm telling you the Bills are going to – I think the Bills put up 30 or at least close to it, and I think they win the game by at least a touchdown. That is not the case. I think the weather is a huge neutralizer here, and I think that the Patriots know that their only path to victory is to do it this one way, and they're going to come up with different wrinkles to do it that way.
You know, I was thinking, Sal, I wish we were in normal conditions and the locker room was open and you could be in the room this week talking to guys off the record, because I hear everything they're saying. It's the next game on the schedule and they're not putting more significance to it. And I know that comes directly from their head coach, and I'm sure he will tell that to us in 2 hours. This is a significant game. I mean, it really is, Sal. It's not a must win. Jeremy, I need you. You're the phrase guy. It's not a must win. They can still win the division. They can still go to the playoffs. They can still have a really successful season, even if they lose on Sunday. But,
and they get them again.
Yeah, and they get them again. But is anybody going to think they're going to go into Foxborough and win? If you can't beat this team at this time right now here on Sunday, when are you going to beat these guys? It is a really significant game.
I mean, the question is, if not now, when?
When, right? It's just lining up so nicely for now, finally.
It's lining up nicely for this year, and I think it's lining up nicely for just the immediate future, which is where these two organizations are heading. I mean, they're in a lot of disarray right now in New England. They don't know if they want to be buyers or sellers. They don't know if they're in a rebuild mode or a... Now, I think they think they're in rebuild mode, but if they can continue to try and win while they do it, it's a tough thing, as you guys know. All the stuff with Stephon Gilmore going on. I don't know. It is right there for everything. It is right there for the Bills. And this is the team that has just hung over this franchise for so long that you need this win to kind of feel like you finally put them in the rearview mirror. Of course, it doesn't officially do that yet, right? I think you have to be standing at the end of the year with the trophy in your hand, and they have to be out of the playoffs maybe. But you can finally start to feel like that. And that's right. What I wrote about earlier right. This week. I wrote that column, and I do not expect Patriots fans or any other fan of any fan base to understand what this game means to Buffalo Bills fans in this organization.
Yeah, look, they don't clinch the division, but essentially you killed off New England. I mean, they're three That's down right. in the loss column That's and right. a tiebreaker. Maybe Miami's good, but you beat New England, they're dead in terms of the division.
Yeah, right. Like, hey, I'll worry about Miami when I got to worry about them. And maybe right. that's this year, maybe right. it's not. I don't want to worry about this team anymore. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Darren Lee, anything? Can you, I guess, give us some thoughts on what that might be about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I saw the reports like you guys did. So, you know, there's nothing from the team yet that they could be adding him. I really liked Darren Lee coming out of college. I thought he went to a really poor spot for him. They even tried him at middle linebacker. He's never been like that kind of a guy. He's not that kind of a player. You know, he is more of a he's more of a 3-4 inside linebacker, if you want, or a 4-3 outside linebacker. He's fast. He's athletic. He can cover. He's not a run-stopping backer. He's also now been on two different teams in the very short time that, you know, he was taken, you know, in the first round. So I don't think he's anything special necessarily, but, you know, he still, to me, brings good traits that you could use. So I don't know how I don't know how the Bills would use him or how he would fit in. Could be some insurance over some other things. Someone actually brought up to me, maybe he could be like a big nickel guy. I never thought about it that way with him. I don't know if he has like safety cover skills, but he can run, you know. I mean, he ran sub 4.5 40 at the combine. I looked it up. So yeah, we'll see. I don't know. You know, they haven't officially made an announcement. There was a report they're going to add him, but we don't even know if that's to the active roster or not.
All right. Okay, Mr. Capaccio, you know, be careful Sunday. You know,
I thought we were going to do instant trivia. We're not going.
I'm sorry.
You want to stay for another segment? It would actually be too long, and Brayton would kill us all, and we need to see the Patriots lose. Can you stay?
I think I can stay. Yeah, I think I can. Okay. Brayton told me. Well, here's the thing. Brayton told me what it was, and I wrote down and got almost the. I wrote down. I almost had to go lone wolf.
Oh my God! God love you.
Well,
oh
then
my
you have
Lord!
To stay.
Let's do it. Let's do it right now. Come
is
on.
It? Are you doing linebacks and receivers and tight ends, or are you just
running backs?
Hey, you know what? Can you just save
I'm
that
almost,
when
not
you
quite,
said
not,
when,
hold on.
Not quite lone wolf, but I'm quite. Let's, I'm almost. I was almost there.
Here's the category: 17 running backs scored a touchdown for the Patriots against the Bills since the 31-0 game. Basically, the Brady era of dominance. 17. How many are you going to get?
Go ahead, Sal.
Okay, well, he didn't tell me since that game. I thought he meant since, like, Brady started.
Sorry.
So I think there might be a couple in here. That's okay.
We'll forgive.
There might be a couple in here.
Sure, I just basically didn't – there's only one more year in there, and I can probably go back and find that if you want and add those to the list.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Ready? But here's what I got. I'm going to put – I got these guys. I got, like, 12 of them, maybe 13, then. We'll see.
All right.
If you say 17, I can't go completely lone wolf. Here's what I have. You tell me if I'm right or wrong on these. Ready? You want me to try it?
Yeah,
you
let's
roll.
Go.
I'm marking them off on my list. Okay. If you miss any, I'll chime in.
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Correct.
Sammy Morris.
Correct.
Stephen Ridley.
Yes, indeed. Correct.
James White.
Yes.
Corey Dillon.
Yes.
Rex Burkhead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot Burkhead, yeah.
The list dwindling. Now you're looking
Lawrence
at your
Maroney.
List. Yes, correct. You're deciding which guesses you like the most?
Yes, yes. Brandon Bolden.
Oh, I got him.
Yes,
oh,
Brandon
I was
going
to be my back pocket.
Mike right, Gillisley.
Correct.
How do I
good
forget
one.
Gillisley?
It's a good pull.
Sony Michel.
Also correct.
Yep.
LeGarrette Blount.
Yes, indeed.
Shane Vereen.
Five left.
Shane freaking Vereen. I forgot. He was there with Bolden and Ridley, right? That's the who?
Kevin
who
Falk.
Kevin Falk. Four left.
You missed. I know. Okay.
This is where it gets tough. I don't remember.
Little
if he
did
was
we
there
know, Sal.
Not.
Sal has a yes. Sal has a back tattoo chronicling all these guys. That's how we remember.
I'm positive one of these two is correct. Maybe both. Former Bills. Okay. Think former Bills.
Yeah. I got this one, but that's I don't know if he's the. That's why this one's tricking me up. But I didn't want to use it. I skipped.
Okay,
it.
Wait.
Oh, no, you got Sammy Morris, right?
If you're going to use Antoine Smith, do not.
Antoine Smith was the only one I was thinking.
That was the one I was going to use. All right, so I'm done. I can't think. I got. What did I get? 12.
You got 13. There are four left.
Yeah.
You got everybody I had.
Okay.
I have nobody else.
I got 13. I can't think of any more off the top of my head without like digging in more.
There are only two you should get. One is fairly recent. The hint is that he's still in the league.
Oh, Deion Lewis.
Yes. He followed
the guy
Mike.
Rex didn't know his number, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
Okay. Here's a guy.
Three more.
Very much a household name in the running back world. Made his mark elsewhere. Was good to great and was always people remembered him for being more injured than he actually was.
Was he before or elsewhere? Did he make his name before or after the Patriots? I mean, like, you know, did
before.
He go to him at the end or at the beginning?
Made it
what's
before.
That?
Made his name before the Patriots and people thought he was always injured?
Fred Taylor
is correct.
Nice.
Okay.
I might have to add a name to this list because I had a guy that I had as a receiver, but he might have been a running back. There's a clue for you.
Receiver.
Yeah, okay, he's a running back.
Ooh.
So, thank you. Chris Baker is adding a name to this list. He is currently – no, I'm sorry. This guy was with the Jets, the Patriots, the Chargers, and the Ravens. Danny Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead.
Another Rex guy.
And then right. two guys I couldn't – one of they've got one fullback touchdown against the Bills.
James Devlin.
It's Kyle Eckel.
Okay, who?
Who?
Exactly. I would not have gotten him.
And then the final one, I mean, I don't know how to give this clue. I can try. I'll search who he is. Patriots running back. He played in 114 games in the NFL, drafted by the Jets in the second round in 2001, played at Maryland.
Okay, I don't know.
Jets, 2001.
Raiders, Patriots, Broncos from 2001 to 2009 looking for Lamont Jordan.
Yep, nope.
Oh, yeah.
Never would have got it.
Yep.
So those are all your Patriots running backs that scored a touchdown against the Bills in the era of Brady dominance.
Shane Vereen.
I mean, Sal, you did well.
Shane Vereen, Sal.
You did really well.
Man, I got to tell you, I have a newfound respect for you, Capaccio. Shane Vereen is a beautiful thing.
I was just, there's been so many of them, and I kept trying to put myself in the moment of each game. You know what I mean? Like, going in, thinking, I'm like, well, who did they use? Wasn't Shane Vereen maybe in that game where they, like,
right?
Just, because just
three guys and they
the Bills?
Was that the little like, people game where Brady said they kept running it because they had little people on the field?
That's how I remember that game. That's how
Is
I remember
that a Dave Wannstedt game?
Might have been, right? That was, right? Was it, no? Was Rex? Was Rex head coach?
Maybe.
No. It was Marone, I think.
Mike Pettine?
No. It was Chan. It was Chan.
Oh.
Okay.
So George Edwards, maybe? Tom, why'd you keep running the ball? Well, they kept putting little people on the field. That's a beautiful thing.
These names are familiar to everybody because at some point you screamed them all in, you know, complete, what?
Shame
Lamont man. Jordan?
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Wait till we get to the receivers. There were 18 of those.
Oh, my Lord. I've only got six. Oh, my God. I got to go back to work on receivers.
Howard's got that in the 8 o'clock hour.
Sal, you're going to have to come back for that.
Good.
All right.
All right.
Be careful
thanks,
Sunday.
Guys. Okay, thanks, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.